20 on the shot clock as Beattie goes to work. Off the dribble, floating to the right wing. Beattie gets a screen from Blackshear, gets downhill, kicks corner. Outlaw shot ready for three. And that is down for Ty Outlaw. Outlaw gives the Hokies the lead back. Buzz Williams waving a towel over off the Tech bench.
Made it 73-70. Hokies with the upset last night over Duke. Deja vu all over again. John Lazor on the call. He'll join us in just mere moments. Thank you to Ryan Wilson of CBSSports.com for checking in. Like all of our guests, all interviews can be found at thefanrichmond.com. Coming up 5 o'clock hour, we'll get back to VCU's night, and we'll look ahead to Virginia's night. But let's talk about what Virginia Tech did last night. With the voice of the Hokies, John Lazor, who is brought to you by Cowan Gates at 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. You and I have been around sports long enough. You walk into the arena or you get around a team and you can feel something's a little bit different. Did you feel that last night around this Virginia Tech team?
Yeah, actually all day and the day before from practice, 2 days out as they call it, or one day out, and then through shoot around yesterday. And you know me, Wes, I tend a little more towards the pessimistic side.
Nah.
Yesterday, anybody I encountered, including the guy at CVS and another person where I went to lunch, they asked, are we going to win tonight? I said, absolutely, we're going to win tonight. Just loved the game plan that the coaching staff had in place that I was fortunate enough to get a look at before we got to the gym last night. Felt like it was going to work. Felt like the guys were in a very loose place. Felt like a weight had been lifted off their shoulders by beating Notre Dame and pretty much assuring that they were going to be in the NCAA tournament. And it just felt like it was going to be that way last night. And it wasn't a flukish win. I didn't even view it as an upset. I felt like the way those teams were stacked from a personnel standpoint last night, particularly with the advantage of being at home, Virginia Tech was the better team.
No, and you're right. And I opened up the show today, and I even circled back to what we were talking about last week. Everything's been about Justin Robinson, and when is Justin Robinson coming back? And I even said last week after that loss to Virginia, I felt like it was foreshadowing to what Virginia Tech could be in a first round of a tournament. I look at last night, and I used the comparison. I said Virginia Tech has been given lemons at certain points of the season, and they've made lemonade. And not just these past eight games, but to see what they did last night and to go back to the words where Buzz said that everybody's role changed when Justin went down. I felt like last night, and I don't want to sell it short, it felt like it was an accomplishment for everything that they've been through for the past eight games. That moment, that win, that performance.
Yeah, it was validating, I think, for the entire stretch. And you know, Coach told me after the game, I've never been a part of something like this. And I was looking at him when he said it, and it was absolutely sincere. I think he's right, because you're right, Wes. It's not just about Justin Robinson getting hurt. It's going all the way back to the summer. And where'd Hadeem C go? He's not with the program again for the second time. You know, the news that Chris Clark had been suspended indefinitely, the news that Landers Nolly hadn't been cleared and wasn't going to be eligible at the start of the season, and where you were rotationally and where you were ranked and the expectation that came with that, and then PJ Horn gets nicked up, and then Justin Robinson goes down. So it always feels like this team has persevered through that. You know, they've had some bumps in the road, obviously, and some games that they've dropped, but at the same time, they've always responded. They've been able to adjust and adapt, and I think the job that this staff has done and these players have done has been nothing short of remarkable, honestly.
And here's a little bit of Buzz Williams last night on with John Lazor and Mike Burnup postgame.
I think we won the game a long time ago. What's transpired this month, I think, will scar everyone in our program's heart in a good way. And I think how we've handled all that has transpired is easier because of the results. But as time goes and they get old, they won't remember the score. They won't remember the percentages. They won't remember all the things that we write on the board. And I think that those lessons will permeate their life, and it'll impact their wives, and it'll impact their children. I've never been a part of something like this.
And that's what you said right there. He said he's never been part. The words that caught me was where he said that, you know, this game was won a long time ago.
Yeah, and I think he's absolutely right. And I think what he means by that is it was one long time ago, and the way that this team has prepared themselves from a diversifying standpoint and capable of doing that. And like I say, it was one during the stretch in which the Hokies, you know, all of a sudden it's, yeah, you're still a top 15 team, but Justin Robinson gets hurt. Is it going to be a monumental collapse where you don't win enough games? And it's remarkably hard to do that to make the NCAA tournament. You know, can we win three more? Can we win four more? And they went through that and took care of their business particularly on the road. And when they beat Notre Dame, was it an artistic performance against the Irish? No. But was it a win? Was it their 10th win in ACC play? Did it pretty much, in my mind, ensure that they were going to be in the NCAA tournament? Yes. And it was just so freeing, I think, for this group, because they've been carrying that pressure of, you know, is this going to be looked back upon as a lost season? And not just that, but a lost opportunity from what we were building towards for 3, 4, 5 years in Buzz Williams' case, in terms of trying to put the pieces together to create what has largely been viewed as potentially the best Tech team ever. You know, was it going to be a season of what-ifs and could-haves and all of those things? And it felt like they unburdened themselves of that. And then all of a sudden you beat Duke. You play with that lightness about you. You wake up today and it's like, whoa, we suddenly have a ton of things going in our favor, including 6 days off to prepare for Florida State, where you are rotationally, where the schedule falls, and all that lies ahead. And it's like, well, you know, I don't want to guarantee anything, but it seems like it might be a special stretch coming.
Yeah, it's quite a spin. It's it makes you, this performance makes you look back and go, okay, all right, now I get it. And I want to point this out. I know Buzz didn't want to point out anybody specific last night, but you got to point out what Kerry Blackshear is doing. And not only what he's done in this 8 games, carrying the load without Justin Robinson, but Buzz even said it last night, Ahmed Hill, and he talked about this in encouraging form. Hill's been shooting 25%. Outlaw's been on and off. I mean, you look at what Blackshear has done, even with others struggling, and to go 5-3, I mean, that makes it even more impressive on top of the impressive numbers that KJ's putting up.
Yeah, what he's done goes beyond that, because he allowed the Hokies to not only win through those struggles that you've talked about with some of those guys, but he allowed those players to play through them and then emerge on the other side. You know, Ahmed Hill probably played his best game of the season, I felt like, from an overall standpoint, including the defense he supplied on R.J. Barrett when Wabisa Beattie got into some foul trouble in the last 6 minutes of the first half. Nikhil Alexander-Walker needed some time to grow into the on-floor general for this team, and last night he played like it. He didn't light up the scoreboard because Duke was game planning to take him away, but he didn't give the ball away to Trey Jones either. He didn't allow any live ball turnovers. He didn't allow any lost possessions for Virginia Tech, and that's all a credit to Blackshear and what he's been able to do. He's saved things offensively for Virginia Tech for long enough that it allowed people to have enough reps to get to a place of comfort. And again, we go back to what we were discussing last week, Wes, about this team being so much stronger than even they were before Justin Robinson got hurt. You look at where they are now, and I was doing a different interview earlier today, and someone said, okay, optimism that Justin Robinson will come back, although we don't have the timeline. What happens if he does? And I said, this team goes from being a team that was very difficult to game plan for in a short amount of time because of the offensive sets that they run with him on the floor, and now all of a sudden you have another chapter to that. You have another completely different set, the nail set that the Hokies have been running, the high post set that they've been running, that you have to prepare for, and you can vacillate back and forth between the two, and that's all predicated on Blackshear.
I hope they do. I say this, and I mean this with a genuine heart. Like, life in this business is much better when teams are good, and I hope VCU makes the tournament.
Me too.
I hope that Virginia gets over the hump. I hope Virginia Tech gets Justin Robinson back. Life is better when teams are winning. So last night, though, you see and you hear things, and you're not always behind the scenes, but you see it come to fruition like it did last night. I thought that was a pretty darn special moment. John Lazor joining us. He is brought to you by Cowan Gates. We'll come back and we'll talk a little Hokie football. We'll look ahead in the ACC. And of course, there's a Lazor's lightning round, but Lazor, we're going to need a little help here. Since you are a married man to a wife, and you've experienced certain movies and films that your wife likes, there was certain outrage on the internet. We're having fun with it. We'll discuss it next. John Lazor joining us for half an hour here on the News Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Wes McElroy and the voice of the Hokies, John Lazor, joining us at a special time on this Wednesday. Happiness in Hokieville. After that upset last night, if you missed the first segment, you can go back and listen at thefanrichmond.com. So you got yourself a little bit of downtime. They don't play until what, next Tuesday night against Florida State?
Yeah, but I don't have any downtime. I'm actually doing women's basketball tomorrow night and Sunday for the ACC Network, and baseball Friday and Saturday. So as we're wont to do, Wes, I took a vacation and turned it into the busiest week of the year.
He never slows down. Well, you got tonight off. And,
yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you saw this, but we were having a discussion about the outrage that Netflix has changed the final scene of The Notebook. Were you aware of this? Have you ever watched The Notebook?
Oh, absolutely. We actually just watched it like a week ago.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did. It was on TV. I said, I'm fine with it if you are. I love that movie, man.
I have never. Danny saw it once.
What's
it's
over for me.
I've never watched it. It's one of those movies that Katie will watch, and I'll walk in at the same two scenes. The one where they're in a boat, and at the very end, which was fitting because the Netflix UK version was changed that they don't die. They're holding hands as birds fly over a lake, and people were all outraged by this. So we're having a little fun with this, Lays, and I thought this would be up your alley. Change or ruin your favorite movie by changing the ending in 25 words or less.
Well, I'm not going to say it's my all-time favorite movie, but let's change Karate Kid, where instead of the crane kick to Johnny's head and the win in the All-Valley Championship, they sweep the leg again, and Danny and Macchio has long-term physical help needed on top of losing the tournament.
I like it. Can I give you a couple that the listeners have sent in?
Please.
Roy Hobbs strikes out and then bleeds out at home plate.
Yeah, and then shouts at the bat boy.
Ghosts don't exist.
Savoy's special, my backside.
Wally World is open. End of vacation. You never saw National Lampoon's Vacation?
Oh, of course. Yeah, that could have been okay.
Got another one. Roy Hobbs strikes out and his appendix bursts. Man, tough crowd on Roy Hobbs here. Did you like The Natural? I love The Natural.
Oh, love The Natural.
So did I. Jesse writes in, hey, Dad, want to have a catch? No, walks off into cornfield.
Yeah. And they lose the farm. No, Jimmy Chitwood misses the last shot.
Luke's shot goes left. End of Star Wars. These are good, you guys. Send them on over. You can send them at YoWest910TheFan, or you can email the show by going to thefanrichmond.com. Here you go, Danny. You were asking about this one. Happy Gilmore's miracle putt lips out, and Shooter McGavin makes out with Happy's grandma.
Oh, boom. My
end
gosh.
Of movie.
Could have just ended with took her house.
Go Irish. Baby actually does stay in the corner. No dancing at the end of Dirty Dancing. You guys are awesome.
This cracks me up.
Keep sending them over. In the meantime, Lays and I will do a little lightning round. You want to go first or me?
Yeah, I want to go first since we're on the movie train anyway, coming off the Oscars. Are Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper really in love? And even if not, should they be for the betterment of our lives?
I don't know, man. That was a little
steamy, man.
That was steamy.
We had to take a break.
We had a poll question on Monday. Who had the more awkward weekend, Bradley Cooper's girlfriend or Robert Kraft? Bradley Cooper's girlfriend won the poll question.
Jeez, that's hard to do.
I know. Awkwardness. All right. Lays, 3 years. Major League Baseball will hold off for 3 years enforcing the 20-second pitch clock until 2022. Should they or should they enforce it today?
They should just get rid of the pitch clock in general. It makes absolutely zero impact on the game in terms of speeding it up. We saw that in minor league baseball. It's useless. It's a waste of money just to put the sign in the ballparks. All right, Wes, March, the next 6 weeks, right up until the Masters through March Madness, has become my favorite time of the year. What's yours from a sports perspective?
My favorite sports time would be Labor Day until... I'm going to say really Labor Day up until Christmas. That's my favorite stretch because you get the start of college football, you get the NFL, you get the World Series, and then you get the start of college basketball. And that's my mix right there. But you're a golf college basketball guy. I can see that.
Yeah, we might get the Ryder Cup in your stretch every other year too.
That is true as well. Fox announced today that they're going to have a 6-part series with a reunion of 90210. So, Lays, Brenda or Kelly?
Oh, God, Kelly, not even close. Come on. Yeah, that's Shannon Doherty, no. Yeah, they shouldn't do that. It's kind of like actually going back to high school yourself. You know, I want to remember the people that I remember the way that I remember them. I don't really necessarily – I still keep in touch with those that I want to keep in touch with. I don't really need to see how things have turned out for Jason Priestley and the rest. Wes, you've had a lot of dreams in your life. Did you ever think that your hair would actually become your personal logo?
Nope.
Which I noticed today on Twitter.
You didn't notice that until today?
I'm not paying as much attention as you think.
All right. Not many are. Yeah. Something different. My wife created.
You just steered into the lacquer.
You like that?
I got to text her.
Yeah, that's my wife. And speaking of wives, your reaction being on the road when your wife told her, I accidentally FaceTimed her on Friday because I was so high under anesthesia.
I was disappointed, not in you and the fact that you FaceTimed her, but the fact that you also fumbled the call and weren't there. I would have liked to see what you had to say that you thought was so pressing that you needed to FaceTime my wife straight out of the hospital.
I woke up, looked at the text, and you get this text message like, did you mean to FaceTime me? She says, John told me you were getting a procedure done today so you'd be on heavy drugs. And I'm going, what in the world is going on? And then I had this like horrible cold rush of just fear that, my God, if I FaceTimed her, exactly what did I do on FaceTime? Luckily, I was not appearing on the video.
Yeah, I told her just to play it up and make you think that you had done something stupid. Because I go, it could ruin his whole week.
Until I got a text message back wondering what exactly I had done on video, there was that fear of God. Lays, go enjoy your night off, buddy. Good conversation. Always good to have a fun, happy, positive conversation with you.
Thanks, man. See you.
John Lazor, voice of the Hokies. He's brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, there for you in any case. Yeah, last Friday was interesting. Had multiple text messages with our guy Paulie over a podcast, paid bills, had to go back and repay my bills because things that you – there is a reason, Danny, they tell you you can't drive home from
surgery.
Yeah. No, you just – you can't. And I woke up at 6:30 last Friday. What in the world did I do?
At least you got the payments right. Could you imagine if you shelled out like an extra grand or something? That would have been terrible. I'm glad we came out unscathed.
Interesting
there.
Friday. I'm also very glad I took the day off. All right. Keep sending over these movies. And if you're just tuning in, what are they doing? We're giving away two tickets to go see Virginia and Louisville. I'll refresh it coming up next, and we'll preview Virginia, Georgia Tech tonight. But first, coming up next, Virginia Commonwealth University won a street fight. We'll get to it on the other side.